Bird Note from Seattle Audubon. Yesterday's bird note introduced us to John Burroughs, one of the masters of American nature writing. Today, listen to a passage from Burroughs on one of his favorite topics, the birds we live among. The birds do indeed begin with the day. The farmer who is in the field at work while he can yet see stars catches their first matin hymns. In the longest June days, the robin strikes up about 3:30 and is quickly followed by the song sparrow, the oriole, the catbird, the wren, the wood thrush, and all the rest of the tuneful choir. Along the Potomac, I have heard the Virginia cardinal whistle so loudly and persistently in the treetops above that sleeping after 4:00 was out of the question. Just before the sun is up, there is a marked lull, during which, I imagine, the birds are at breakfast. While building their nest, it is very early in the morning that they put in their big strokes. The back of their day's work is broken before you have begun yours. The bird sounds for Bird Note are from the Cornell Lab of Ornithology. Nancy Rumble and John Kessler composed and played the theme music. Bird Note shows are produced by John Kessler. I'm Frank Corrado.